Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
And we are also joined by the ever wonderful Adam Cannavale.
Hi.
Hi, it's, Adam.
It's me.
It's him.
Nice.
Today we're talking... Today we're talking juice.
Apple. Oh, orange. Tropicana, is that you?
Great acting.
Thank you.
It's like I was really there in the cup.
Sorry, Tropicana made me think of, have you heard of the store of the same name in the city? Or stores? There's two of them.
Is this the one that has a bunch of oranges hanging from the...
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there a couple of times. It's yummy.
I'm familiar.
It's so good.
It's the first time I'd heard of acai.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were well early to the acai trend.
Oh, yeah. I was there the other week. Still have a plaque about all the benefits.
Mm.
Do they still... The last time I was there, they had like a, whatever the special is.
Paint a picture for 90% of people who don't know this. It is a juice store, but the entire store is covered in fresh fruit, and they seem to juice the walls. There's just fruit everywhere.
Bags and bags of oranges hanging. That's the decor.
Yeah.
Is also what they use in the store.
Yeah,
great,
it's cool.
User space.
Mm. Yeah. It's great. A very colourful store as well.
Yeah.
I quite like it.
Because of all the fruit.
Because of all the fruit.
On the walls. Yes.
But also the paint behind the fruit is not wet, thankfully.
Is it?
Hmm?
Is there paint behind the fruit?
From memory, they've got a yellow, like stripy yellow, blue, purple, and like red sort of paint.
Maybe it's that kind of trick of the eye where, you know how inside of McDonald's fries, the cardboard, there's like, it's like...
Yellow stripes.
Like, ooh, more fries.
Mm.
You got tricked by paint. Ooh, there's so many fruit. This fruit goes deep into the wall.
I didn't know that was why they did that inside.
Yeah,
the,
so it looks like if you're looking between the fries, there's a little hint of yellow there still.
Mm. It's very cheeky.
It is. They're cheeky.
Tricking us like dogs.
And also that's why the bottom of the McDonald's fries is like an arch. So the whole thing is taller, even though there's the fries start like 4 centimeters from the ground.
Yeah.
Those bastards.
Bastards.
Sorry to interrupt my own interruption.
That's okay. I forgive you.
There is nothing better than knowing a guy who is working inside the Macca's or whatever. I once at this wasn't a Macca's, it was a Hungry Jack's, but I once just coincidentally knew the person who was working in there and we had a little chat or whatever. I ordered my meal. I kid you not, I got like a, instead of a large fries, I got a bag of fries.
Whoa.
It was fucked up.
That's cool.
It was so many fries. He just filled the bag with them.
How did you carry it? Like, I imagine it would feel like holding a child.
I was eating in the store.
So you didn't have to carry.
Classy.
I was also kind of ratting about it.
They used to do this thing where it was like a dollar for a small fries. And so you could spend $10 and literally also get a big bag of fries. Oh, it was so good. You got so thirsty after.
Hey, have you heard the frozen Coke's $2 now?
Yeah.
That's,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I know that was your favorite.
It was.
And a 30-cent cone is now like 60 cents for a cone.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I used to be really clever and combine those two because for a while they did the Macca's float. so you could get like a frozen Coke with a thing in. But it's a lot cheaper to get $1 frozen Coke, 60-cent cone, and just whack it in. Dump then you got a free cone.
Mm. Bullshit.
No, not anymore. And I swear to God, when they did the floats, they did not use as much ice cream as it would be in a cone.
No,
it was like a dollop. I'm like, put more in. I think the worst customer I ever am, the worst version of me.
Is you at McDonald's?
Yeah.
I would agree. Cass does this horrible thing where, and she knows what she's doing. We'll be in the drive-thru, and she made me order this one time. And it was like, can I get a chocolate soft serve, but with whipped cream from McCafe? And it's so annoying because that's a different department. They have to walk across the McDonald's to get the whipped cream and then bring it back. Awful stuff.
They got to send it over to the McCafe department. The McCafe department puts the little dollop on, puts it in the pneumatic tube that they have to use in between departments.
I try and be really nice.
That's because there's so much red tape, so much bureaucracy.
It is a lot of bureaucracy, do you know what happened?
What?
The first person who ever did it for me was too nice about it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, can I please, you've got that chocolate soft serve, right? Can I get a chocolate sundae? I'm like, could you put whipped cream on it? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, sick.
They were new.
And then they did that for me, and I was like, this has changed my life.
Yeah.
And so every single other time I've asked it, maybe that was the thing. The first time I asked it, I asked it a question, the person was like, yeah, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's make this happen. And then every other time I've come in and been like, hey, can you do this for me? They're like, what? And I'm like, no, yeah, you can do this for me. I don't say that, but I'm just like, yes.
Important question. Uh-huh. Do you think in the sliding door scenario, you are happier being this Cass?
Yeah, because I get the thing. I mean, it feels...
Who freaking cares then?
Because it feels pretty bad at the time, and I'm trying to be polite. Like, I'll order it at the counter, and I'll be like, hi, can I get chocolate soft serve in the chocolate fudge sundae with whipped cream on top?
It's so annoying.
And the lady's like, whipped cream?
No.
I'm like, I'm happy to buy the whipped cream as like a separate side. You don't have to put them in the same thing if that's easier.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, I can do it, but it means you'll get less ice cream. I'm like, oh, that's fine. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I don't mind at all.
Mm.
Take your time.
Take it. I can know what it be.
This is what I want.
Don't worry about there's 30 cars behind me and that you don't get paid enough to do this. It's fine. I've got nowhere to be.
You'll do edits to McDonald's orders.
Yeah, but I do it within the confines of the kitchen, okay? So I also heard... So,
within the confines of the kitchen.
So this is my McDonald's order and it is... Goated, okay?
Okay.
Double quarter pounder.
Mm-hmm.
Add tomato.
Mm.
Add lettuce. Ask for a steamed bun. That's the best burger you can get from McDonald's.
Okay.
But I'm not asking for a different department's stuff. I'm not asking for fries in the burger or a meat patty in my drink or whatever you do, whatever you think is fine. I also heard, though, that if you ever ask for a different kind of sauce in a burger, it seems to always be like you get way too much of that sauce. You ever heard this phenomenon?
No.
It's like if you ask for like, oh, can I get Big Mac sauce instead of the other sauce, it just comes flooded with sauce.
Throws them for a loop. They don't know what they're doing.
I got told one time that it's like, I don't know how true this is. I think the person that told me worked at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, they do it out of spite because they don't want to have to do alterations. Like, oh, you want Big Mac sauce, do you? Have all the Big Mac sauce in the world! Which I think is really funny.
So you've
it's
heard
a very 16-year-old boy thing to do as well.
It is, and you've heard this, and you're still like, oh,
but
I don't
I'm not
mind.
Changing the sauce. You can't, what are they going to do, add too much lettuce? I win.
I know. A friend of mine used to work at a McDonald's where if they got a very especially if someone was going through the drive-thru, they would do this, which I think is the worst place to do it. But if someone was being a particularly difficult customer, if they were ordering, if they were just being an asshole, or if they were making a very particular annoying order, then what would happen is the staff actually making the burger would make the burger, but then take a dish rag, wrap that instead, and put that through.
Wait, they'd just give them a dish rag?
Yeah, they'd give them a wrapped dish rag, and when the customer complained, they'd be like, oh my God, here's your burger. And because they'd made it, they'd have it immediately at hand, but it was their just little fuck you to have them open a wet dish rag or whatever.
I mean, that's funny, but doing that, that's so much extra work for the person. Like, you don't win doing that. They go, oh, yuck, a dish rag, and then they just get their food anyway? I don't know. It seems like more of an inconvenience for the kitchen staff than the person opening up the rag.
It was what they did.
Do they hope to be like, or maybe if they're not watching carefully, they'll take a bite of the rag?
Well, I think they were hoping for was, because my friend I was talking to, he was like, we would specifically do it to drive-thru ones. Mm. Well, they'd do it to anyone, but drive-thru was the best one because
because they'd have to walk. Drive
yeah, because I think there was a chance that they would just give up and not come back for their burger.
But then you're down a rag.
I don't think they cared too much about that.
That's good. Oh, I got something like, you know, being in customer service, I got secret shoppered the other day at the bar. Mm. I did not do very well.
Oh, no.
I cost us some kind of award, which I think is pretty funny.
What?
So it was that. So I work at a bar. And we also have events at the bar. So it was a rock and roll show. So there was literally 1,000 people in this room and they all want to drink at the same time. And it's also incredibly loud in there. So this woman came, and I remember who it was as well. And as soon as they told me it was a secret shop, I'm like, oh, I know. I knew it. I didn't actually know it at the time. I would have been nicer.
But yeah, she was I feel like that tracks actually, yeah.
But she was like, because you don't understand. There is literally like 200 people at the bar during the show, and it's loud as hell. And she's like, what kind of wines do you guys have? Which is not a crazy question, but like, look, we have 3 wines in here. We got a red wine, a white wine, and a sparkling. That's it. And she's like, well, which one's most popular? And I was like, the white wine. It's a Sauv Blanc. And she's like, oh, okay. What is the red wine? And just kept asking all these questions about the wine, then asked me what beers we want. Anyway, the whole exchange was like 5 minutes, and it was super fucking annoying. Anyway, then I see the secret shopper report. She said, I asked the guy what the best wine was. He said, white wine, which is not quite what I said, but it was pretty much what I said. And then she's like, and I asked him what beer was the most popular. He said Carlton Draft. Also, he was between the ages of 30 and 40 and 5'8", which is so rude.
Because
I am 26 and I'm 6'1", and I was wearing big boots.
You're 19 today.
19 today, 6'6", with boots on.
You said I was 31 to 40.
That's so fucking funny.
And less than 6 foot. That's like significantly short. I'm like,
she reckoned you were older than I am.
Yeah, and shorter than you are.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about the measurements. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 5'8". That's like half a foot shorter than I actually am.
That's so
So hurtful. I think she did it on purpose. Also, she said there was no fire exits, which is just a real...
but don't talk about
there's
it.
There's heaps of fire exits. I don't know what... Anyway, whatever. I got secret shopping and... Yeah, and basically we did really well in the whole... It was like a part of this whole... report thing. We did really well everywhere else except for the secret shopper.
All right, so the secret shopper was part of a larger thing.
It was a larger
thing,
yeah.
I thought it was like a secret shopper report, and we did really well except for the secret shopper report.
No, it's part of some award thing.
So what's the benefit of the doubt for the opposite? Like, you can be like, well, this person who's between the ages of 30 and
no, I admitted to it. Oh. And I was like, yeah, but you got to understand, she was so annoying. Kept asking me questions about the things we sell.
Interesting.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. How dare a customer to your establishment ask you about the things you sell?
Yeah.
That's also, I've been to the venue you work at. Rock and roll show with 1,000 people in the venue and 200 people at the bar is not an exaggeration.
No, that's actually it. That's the numbers. We have so many like new bartenders who come in and they just like fully freeze because there's literally hundreds of people staring at you being like, I want a drink. And because people are always in a rush because they're usually between acts, like the first band's going on. And then the second band is about to go on, you know, between the acts, like I just said.
Yeah.
And they just like, desperate for a beer and they just freak out. It's great.
Aww.
Sounds fun.
It is good being a bartender because I think it's the one sort of profession, not one profession, one like customer service profession where you can just be a real asshole to the customers and there's no consequences except for that time that I just said.
Hayden!
But you can. People are like, oh, can I have this? And you're like, nah. Nope. Absolutely not.
No, you cannot. What's in a beer? Time? So what's such a time? Tell me such a time that you give a panache one. Give me a big one. Extravagant.
It's not really many extravagant. There's lots of little no's, which add up to just being so delightful.
Well, what's your most common one then?
I was like, oh, can I have this like cocktail? Nah. Absolutely not.
Off the menu or on the menu?
Well, we don't have a menu, so I could feasibly do it, but I'm not going to because there's 200
people. You work at? You have a red, a white, a sparkling.
It's a banner. It's not a proper supposed to. It's just supposed to be quick service. Just
I hear
the
most popular beer is Carlton Draft.
It is.
I'm hearing
yes.
that. Mm. I would.
I heard that from a 30-something-year-old man. A 30-year-old short king.
If I get given the wrong drink at a busy bar, I take it and I say thank you very, very much.
Yeah, winner that.
I have literally, this is obviously not the exact same scenario, but I've literally been given the wrong order in a restaurant and eaten it.
Yeah. Well, was it better or worse than what you ordered?
Straight up worse.
What was the
I
order?
Got a risotto and I hate risotto.
Oh, Adam. Did you get charged for the risotto or did you get charged for your original meal?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't want to know.
Risotto is usually spenny.
Yeah, do you think
it
you got...
be. It's just rice water.
Yeah, I know, right?
Do you think you got a better value out of it, though? Like, do you think you made a profit? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you only paid for a fish and chips and you got a risotto, you're up.
I don't know. I was part of a group, and I just, like, I was just told what to pay, basically. I didn't check what I didn't check if I was paying the right amount.
Sometimes it's better for the mind to not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just play a fat, flat fee and get out of there.
Mm. Pay a fat fee and book it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Would you guys like to know the history of juice?
Sure. Yes. I would love to know.
Well, I'd love to tell you.
Surely orange, right? Full ripe orange? Unsquashed?
That's the history.
That's it. That's all the way back.
Mm. Come on, laugh a little bit. That was pretty funny.
I did laugh a little bit.
We did laugh a little bit. We laughed enough. We laughed an appropriate
laugh
amount.
Laugh a little more then.
So.
Was that good?
Yeah, thank you, Hayden. Mm. Don't see you doing that, Cass.
And you won't. So, juicers, we get juice. We've always been juicing. But we weren't able to do it fresh style for a long time. Historians and archaeologists or old studiers have found groups
you
of...
You had it right and then you went wrong.
I'm covering my bases. They found grape pits and they were dated to 8,000 1000 BCE.
By grape pits, do you mean like seeds in a grape or a pit where grapes go?
Or do you mean they found people making wine?
Because a pit is like a seed, right? You can have a...
Do you know what? Yeah. And I don't know.
Were you just imagining a big hole full of grapes?
No, I was imagining squeezed grapes so you can see little pits.
Oh, okay.
Like the pits and the skins left.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think a grape pit is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that... I know. That's where you squash, you make a pit, you stand, you put the grapes in it, and then you stomp on them.
That's not a pit, though. That's above
that's
ground.
That's a barrel, yeah.
Well, you
can't be a pit.
An easier way to do that would be instead of.
But then you can't get the juice
digging?
Out.
Ugh.
Then you can't get the juice out. It would sink into the dirt.
Well, not if there's like a bottom to it.
But if you're going to do that, you might as well just do it as a barrel.
It's a lot more wood that way.
Yeah, but
you got to do all the wood sides.
But you'd have to do that for the.
You'd have to do that if you were making a pit.
You'd only have to do enough so that the juice stays.
But that's what you have to do
plus
with the
wood.
Yeah, but then how do you get it out of the bottom of the pit?
Scoop it up when you're done.
What do you mean? Don't talk to him anymore. He's not being kind to us. Anyway, they're like, it could have been juice. It was probably wine. The most interesting thing, I think... Oh,
well, wait.
Wine is kind of juice.
But you can't really... Well, you sort of have to mash up grapes. It wouldn't... But you kind of make wine out of grape juice, kind of.
You do. And I'm not... My history of juice isn't so much about when we first were like, hey, this stuff in this stuff is good, drink it straight. It's more of when we were able to make and produce juice for others.
Okay, sure.
So like the production of juice, not just like making it your own house. Very sweetly, there was a law that said that you had to have some sort of citrus juice on boats.
For
scurvy.
Scurvy.
The Merchant Shipping Act of 1867.
Nice.
You had to carry juice on you.
They used to, here's a fact that I think, Adam, you might have told me on a previous podcast that maybe it was this podcast.
Maybe.
But limes are really full of vitamin C. So if you drink lots of vitamin C, you don't get scurvy. Mm. But lemons were way cheaper. And so they just go.
Other way around.
What was the other way around?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Lemons really good for vitamin C, but limes cheaper.
Limes are cheaper. And so they're like, yeah, lemons, limes, same thing. And then they drink a bunch of lime juice, but there's basically no vitamin C in lime juice. Everyone's still got scurvy anyway.
That's where we get limey from.
Yeah. And that's what grog is too. Grog is rum with lime cordial mixed in.
I didn't know that.
I think. Or water. Water and rum.
It generally is a term that meant alcohol.
Maybe grog is water and rum, and they used to add lime cordial and that.
Well, rum is some other thing. Rum has water in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like most of calf water.
Yeah. You're just adding too much of a good thing.
Mm.
It's keeping you...
You can never have too much rum, you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, my favorite juice fact about history, my favorite history bit, not fact, is that in 1869, a dentist by the name of Thomas B. Welch developed a pasteurization method that allowed for the storage of juice without the juice fermenting into alcohol. So it wasn't until the year of 69 that we actually clocked it and we were like, oh, it doesn't have
to. Wait, 1969?
1869.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yes.
Until then, juice was fun.
It was. So he would bottle the juice, seal it with cork and a wax, and then boil it so that the yeast that would turn into alcohol would die.
Oh.
And he sold it as Dr. Welch's unfermented wine.
Well, I guess, you know, he didn't know the name. It's hard making up names for things.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that fun? The first juice was unfermented wine.
That is good.
Have you ever heard that fact about during Prohibition in the U.S., about companies that used to produce wine instead producing juice?
No.
So it was illegal, obviously, to sell wine in the United States. So there were all of these wine producers and people who made alcohol or alcohol-adjacent things, where what they would do is they would sell you everything that they used.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they'd sell you like the grapes and all of the processes and stuff like that. And they'd be like, so here's how you make juice. But you got to be careful, because if you do this and they'd give instructions, that's wine.
So don't do that.
Don't do
it's
that.
Like, it's like how you tricked ChatGPT into telling you how to make like thermite or something.
Or bombs.
Yeah. So I was a big business during Prohibition. Very funny.
I looked it up. Grog is rum and water. So they just water down the rum so they drink more of it and stay hydrated. And get drunk. And I assume would clean the water.
So the rum lasted longer.
Yeah, and so the water would be, like, sanitized too.
Yeah.
Just imagine that would be pretty nasty.
Nasty water.
Yes.
Do you have any juice facts for us?
Yes. Huh. Did you know that, do you know most, I only learned this sort of recently. Do you know most of the way they make orange juice, unless it says like squeezed orange juice, is they get a whole orange and freeze it and then smash it to smithereens and then add water to it?
Yeah.
And that's how they make juice. Yeah. That's like every juice is just that. Isn't that
and
awful?
And they add stuff so that your brain's like, no, this is fine.
Is it sugar?
Because, no, oh, it might be sugar. I'm not sure. But there's, I know there's something in, like when they just do that process, something about what happens to the orange, it's not like it's literally rotten, but if you just drank that water, your brain, something about it would be like, no, this is no good. They've frozen an orange, smashed it up, they fucked it up, they did it wrong. So they put a chemical, which might just be sugar, into it that is like, shh, brain,
hey,
don't worry about
right.
it.
Don't worry
this
about
is fresh
it.
Juice.
It's good for
I promise.
The origin of the name juice is from the French word jus, I'm assuming.
No.
I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'll wait.
How's J-U-S?
Wait, I have the, wait, I've lost it. Wait, wait. Wait.
Quick, Cass, I need a location, I need an occupation, and I need a... never mind.
So it's spelled J-U-S or J-U-I-S or J-O-U-I-S. So juice,
you got that,
juice Cass? Or juice.
What the last one say?
Juice.
If it's J-U-S, it's just jus.
Okay.
Jus.
And...
like red wine
it
jus. Used,
but it means liquid obtained by boiling herbs.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's not true of all juices, especially the cold-pressed ones.
You said that so smugly. Like you were saying something.
You're in the light, Cass.
Thank you. Good to have some support.
Do you guys want to hear about the most expensive juice in the world?
Does it have gold in it?
Well, actually, how much do you think it is? So this is the... is
per
it liter? Juice that you can...
yeah, per liter
not
or...
not per liter, per one bottle.
How big's the bottle?
One
liter.
Like they're trying to back engineer the liter question out of him.
It doesn't tell me... wait.
$10,000.
It's in ounces. I don't know how long... I don't know how big fluid ounces is. But
one
I think
is
I'm 30. From... I'm,
mil. 1 ounce is 30 mil. Ish.
Can I quickly, very quickly insert a very funny story about fluid ounces?
Yeah, okay. Do it.
So recently I've been going on Reddit and I've been, every single time I see a post, I go to that subreddit and then I just search all of them by top rated of all time.
Uh-huh.
And the Ask Reddit one, the top rated Ask Reddit is, do other states still measure things in Florida ounces? And it was
because it's
FL-Oz.
It's a guy who lives in Florida. I was like, hey, I'm moving out of Florida for the first time in my entire life, and I just wanted to know, do other states also, what is the conversion rate from Florida ounces to Nebraska ounces or something like that? Oh my God,
that's
it killed
beautiful.
Me.
That's really
that's
funny.
That's lovely.
People are silly.
Yeah. I like that.
I got with a fluid ounce thing.
Oh yeah?
So I was ordering a keep cup.
I know exactly where this is going.
Like a glass reusable coffee cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like looking at the picture, and I'd already had one. I had one at my house. I'm like, I looked at the picture. I'm like, that looks like my size.
Yeah.
There's like a skinnier one. There was like a taller one. I'm like, no, that's the right proportions. Oh, it's, 20 ounces. That's like, sounds like heaps. So I bought it and it came and it's so tiny. It's made for like takeaway espressos. So it's literally like, I don't know, like 10 centimeters big and it's for like baby chinos or something.
That's green, right? Is that the green one?
No, I don't have it anymore.
Okay. I thought this was going to be because we have the
me and Adam live together.
Frank, what's it called? The
green,
brand?
Frank Green.
Yeah, Frank Green keep cups or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I have a green one. And I was putting away some keep cups. And I was like, this is my, I picked up my green keep cup. And I was like, something's wrong. I was looking at it in my hand. I was like, something is off. And then I opened the cupboard and I saw my green keep cup. I was like, oh my God, it's literally mine, but it's a smaller one.
Where did it come from?
Wait, it's not yours?
No.
What the hell? It's not mine.
Wait, so
we've got a normal sized green one, and we've got a
this is like the
like
metal
half
ones,
sized,
right?
Yeah, these are the yeah they're metal. Yeah,
yeah. I have
and
no idea
got a
what
half
that's
sized
coming from.
One. I thought that was the one that you got.
No. That's
it was so weird.
Maybe it had a baby. It was a virgin birth or something.
Oh my God, Frank's a girl and he's pregnant.
By the way, I think the actual keep up I ordered was less than 20 fluid ounces. I don't know. It was like, I don't know, 10 fluid ounces. I don't know ounces. They confuse me. The most expensive juice, 16 ounces thing.
Okay, so...
Oh, 16 ounces. Sorry, you were just stumbling over the... I thought you were trying to tell us the amount. You just stumbled over it. I'm guessing $10,000.
Guess?
It's
0.43 liters.
So 430 mils.
Yes.
Okay.
And by 0.43, I mean 0.47 because I just read it wrong.
Okay. So it's nearly half a liter.
You're great, Hayden.
Yeah.
You're very funny.
I'm going to say $7,000.
$225.
Oh,
quite affordable.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in the market for a fancy juice. Where can I get this?
Actually, I don't know if I would describe that as affordable.
Well,
but yeah.
You know, if you wanted to get the most expensive juice in the world, according to coffeebreaking.com.
Sure. Coffee breaking.
Coffee breaking.
What makes it so expensive?
I think it might just be a scam because the ingredients are. There's six types. This is type number one. It's got cucumber, celery, spinach, parsley, and lemon. Number two has acai, fresh lemon juice, cayenne, and ionized water.
Cayenne?
Cayenne pepper.
Cayenne, right.
Cayenne.
I thought it was you fucked it for me now. I thought it was cayenne.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's seemingly nothing special about it, so don't buy it.
Why is it expensive then?
I don't know. It just is.
Huh.
I think people will buy it, is the thing.
Okay.
It's like that thing Adam told me about. With Grey Goose vodka wasn't selling very well,
yes.
So they raised the price like $50, and everyone's like, ooh, expensive vodka, that must be yummy, and then they saved the company and they made heaps of money.
Mm. It was done by this guy who just, literally all he does is he like buys a company that's not doing so well, and then because he gets them, because he's already pretty rich, if he turns them around, he makes a beautiful profit, but because he's wealthy enough, if he buys the company and it just fucks up, he's like, whatever, I'm still a billionaire.
Who cares? I'm rich.
Geez. Yeah,
that's a good life.
This just reminded me of, do you remember the $10,000 app?
Yes!
Yeah, remember that?
It was called I'm Rich or something.
Oh,
something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It was literally, and I think literally it was just a screen to prove that you bought the app.
Yeah, it was, a diamond popped up on screen because my friend had a jailbroken iPhone. So you could just download any app for free. It's crazy that is crazy.
Possible. Yeah.
But yeah, downloaded the app, pressed it, and it's just a diamond, and you press the diamond, and then a thing says, I'm rich, comes up out of the top, and that's it, and the diamond spins. That's it.
So it's kind of meat spin for the wealthy.
Yes, it's meat spin for the wealthy.
Don't check that at home. Can't recommend checking that one out.
Yeah. I recommend it.
It's fine.
Meatspin.com.
I'm neutral. Your life won't change either way.
Yeah. I mean, if it upsets you, you're homophobic. So. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Adam, you are on D&D is for Nerds, and there
That's
is
right.
an excellent series that is probably now all the way out called...
Illness Family Vacation.
Yes.
In brackets, 1995.
Yes, and it stars me and Cass, and we are role-playing some children who go to Disneyland in France.
A brother and sister. I wanted to test your role-playing chops. Mm.
Yeah,
and,
it was challenging.
Yeah.
And we get into some shenanigans with aliens.
Spoilers!
It's pretty fun. Check it out. Add it to the queue. Put it up next.
Yeah, you're not busy.
Beyond the Map is also what it might be called.
Yeah, search Beyond the Map.
Beyond the Map, Filmless Family Adventures.
Vacation.
1995.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.